This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are observing World Radio Day today, 2 days late, admittedly, because it is celebrated on the 13th of February every year. But being in the profession we're in, we're kind of biased. So we're going to take the opportunity to talk about it anyway. And specifically, in conjunction for this year, we wanted to do something that's a little bit different to what we've done in the past. And we wanted to look at the importance of community radio stations and understand the role that they play in serving specific groups of people that might be overlooked by larger players.
And that actually goes back to the founding of the day itself, right? Because World Radio Day is relatively recent. It was first marked by UNESCO back in 2011. So that's the 10th anniversary this year. But it also celebrates more than 110 years of radio. And part of the reason why World Radio Day was founded in the first place was to highlight exactly what you just said, its role in being not just a form of communication, but a form of connecting different communities and providing voices and messages, I suppose, to those who may not otherwise have a means to get them.
So this year, the theme is split into three sub-themes, actually. It's evolution, innovation, and connection. So evolution is about the resilience of radio. After all, over 110 years is, you know, nothing to sniff at. And then innovation is radio's adaptation to new tech and how we're going about doing that, something that I think many of us around the world are grappling with. And then connection, which is exactly what you just spoke about, you know, that idea of how radio can serve society, going beyond just, I hate that song, I love that song, or, you know, all the rest of it, but actually serving as a vital way to keep people connected. I think we've been talking a lot this year about the digital divide that continues to exist in many parts of the world. Our country is no exception. And so radio kind of helps to transcend that in the same way as why you would see people suggesting that we conduct classes over television instead of the internet.
Yeah, so there are three largely accepted models of radio. So there's commercial radio, there's also public radio. But what we're focusing on today, as you said, is community radio. And what community radio does is when local people produce and broadcast their own programs and they participate in the operating of the station. And more specifically, they usually serve a particular geographic community or particular communities that are joined by a sort of an interest or some sort of connection. Very often, but not always, community radio also tends to be non-profit.
So I find community radio deeply appealing because I think of its ability to do exactly what we're talking about, right? To serve a community, to actually dig deep into the issues that might be affecting a specific community, to give voice to things that people actually want to talk about, as opposed to always looking at big picture, always looking at national level issues. Because we often, you know, also end up talking, no matter what the subject, about bread and butter, about things that affect us on the ground. And I think community radio is a fantastic platform for that. And perhaps here in our country, because of the way in most parts of the world, because of the way frequencies work, you don't actually get to tune into that much community radio. And that kind of exclusivity is part of what makes it fun. And it's also part of what makes road trips and stuff fun, because you start to recognize where you are based on the fact that suddenly this station is picking up something entirely different and you find yourself tuning into, you know, whatever it is that a specific community wants to talk about.
Yeah, and community radio does a whole lot of things that a national radio cannot do. It talks about specific concerns from particular communities. I recently read about a fishing community in India that has its own community radio. I mean, that's not something that a national radio station could speak to. You know, and presenters and announcers tend to know their listeners a lot more intimately. It also talks about local economic growth sometimes. It helps locals, get ahead with life, highlight issues that might be of concern locally. And overall, I think this then becomes a means to also mobilize action. So when you talk about community initiatives, community radio tends to play a large part in highlighting concerns that may not seem like it's relevant to everyone, but is certainly important to that particular community.
So we're going to be observing World Radio Day today, by looking at community radio stations here in Malaysia. We actually have two lined up for you. So we're going to start our show by hearing from KK12 FM, which is a radio station in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah, that transmits over the frequency of 89.5. Quite familiar. the cadence of that sounds quite close to 89.9. And then we're also going to be hearing much later on in the show from Kupi Kupi FM, which is a hybrid station of entertainment and community, also based in East Malaysia. So that's what's coming up. But we also want to know, we're 2 days late, but don't let that stop you. I mean, what does radio mean to you? What are your best radio memories? Do you still... Perhaps this is silly to ask, but I know a lot of people also listen to us online. So I'm curious whether you actually still listen to the radio. You know, what role does radio play in your life? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with G Mojina, who is an announcer at KK12 FM. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are observing World Radio Day today by looking at the role that community radio plays in forging community ties and in kind of connecting one of the three main themes of this year's World Radio Day, which is connection itself. So in the meantime, we also want to know, what does radio mean to you? What role does it play in your life? And what are your best radio memories? If you want to share, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is G Mojina, an announcer at KK12 FM, which is a radio station in Kota Kinabalu, transmitting over the frequency of 89.5. G, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Hey, Lynn and Sharmila.
So, we mentioned it very briefly, but perhaps you could tell us a bit more about KK12. I mean, when did the station first start broadcasting? What were you hoping to achieve?
Okay, so we started airing our first radio show on April 17, 2017. We actually planned that date because we wanted it to be something that was easy to remember. And we set out to be basically a platform for local businesses, for SME businesses, community projects, and also to support the aspiring Malaysian musicians that we have here in Sabah. We have a lot of local talent. And yeah, it was just to be the voice for our Sabahan community.
So what would you say are some of those issues that are important to your listeners?
Issues would be things that concern our environment, concerning our local vendors that need more airtime, I would say, more adverts to be played for them. And I think for our musicians who... Well, we lack the platform here in KK compared to West Malaysia, and we at KK12 FM try to give them that exposure, I would say, on radio. Yeah.
And you mentioned talent. I'm curious, what kind of music do you play?
Well, we have a lot of different genres. I wouldn't say a specific genre. We do play top 40s once in a while on our radio, but it's more to our local musicians to create their own music. A lot of indie, we've got a lot of world music. A lot of them aspire to be the next Yuna, the next Alien Lipstick Fire, I would say. Yeah, a lot of different genres.
So compared to, you know, radio stations that have a more national focus, what would you say the role of a station like KK12 is for your listeners?
That's an interesting question. We focus more on what our community needs. I would say, take, for example, the project that we collaborated with for Trash Heroes. We care a lot about our beaches because we think that that is one of our most beautiful places to visit when you're in KK or when you're in Sabah. And we organized like a beach cleanup. We even created a documentary on waste awareness. And the Trash Heroes, who are this volunteer-led movement that dedicated to sustainability and waste management education, they really projected this to the entire Sabahan community and got a lot of people involved and, yeah, stuff like that.
And in line with that, I mean, as a station, how do you stay connected and build connections within the local community? I mean, how have those relationships come about?
I would say we do a lot of interviews to connect with our local business owners, our SMEs, and we do a lot of, for now it's phone interviews. We used to have a lot of guests come in, and we would talk about things from marital issues to financial updates and what's the latest with the community, what they're interested in, and how we can help also even the illegal immigrants that we have coming into Sabah. Yeah.
And in terms of, it's interesting that you guys started in 2017 because that's pretty recent. Radio stations, though, are seen to be older, maybe slightly less developed, not quite in anymore. How would you respond to this perception?
Okay, in some ways, I would agree. But I would have to say in Sabah, urban and even rural areas especially still tune into the radio. They depend on our radios for the latest news and updates that they probably won't get on TV. So I would say radio may be old school, but it works especially for our people. We elaborate a lot of social concerns on our radio, and then we sort of convert it to our social media platforms. Take, for example, our skits that we started back in 2017, and we got lucky with actually the first video we did. We have this local character. She portrays an Indonesian Sabahan. She has Indonesian blood in her. And we did a skit about giving during bulan Ramadan back in 2017. And it started off with just her pushing hungry children away. I mean, that would be a lot of people's take on it, like to push people away. But then eventually we moved the skit into this character, Auntie Patrin, portraying a kinder and more empathetic connection with the people who she pushed away. Yeah, so we still move a lot of our radio stuff onto social media so that it's still current, but at the same time, yeah, still old school.
And so does KK12 have plans for growth or for expansion?
Yes, initially, of course, we wanted to hire more people. We wanted to move to possibly a better building and even broadcast further than Urban KK. But, you know, considering our current situation with the whole COVID-19, of course, all our future plans are still there, but we have to put it on hold for the meantime.
So, Chi, going back to your own involvement, why did you join radio? What does it mean to you?
Radio has always played a big part in my childhood. I don't know if you remember this, but Radio 4, now known as Trax FM, was my favorite radio station back in the day. I mean, Yasmin Yusuf,
sure.
She was my she was my idol, and I never thought of it as a career choice initially after finishing school. So I'm going to tell you a grandmother story. It's going to be a little bit long, but after finishing school, I wanted to take music as a full-time thing, teaching and performing, and I got to do that. But eventually, you know, things get a little stagnant, and I actually thought one day, what would it be like to, instead of sing in front of people, what would it be like to be in front of a mic and not, in a way, not talk to anyone? And I wanted to get out of that comfort zone, and I don't know, it could be like some quarter life crisis or something. But then I got the opportunity from a good friend that is my station manager, and he asked if I wanted to try be a radio announcer, and I was like, why not? So yeah, I'm still on the mic, but in a different way. Yeah.
And so then in your time at the station, you know, is there a standout memory, a particularly memorable moment?
Oh wow, so many. But if I had to choose, I would say the very first time we got a deal to travel. I mean, I love traveling. And the moment we got this offer to portray our station, I would say, in a different country. And the very first trip with the crew was amazing. And yeah, there was a lot of content that we created for radio as well as our social media platform. So that was a really, really huge break for us.
So, G, World Radio Day just passed. What's your wish?
That radio will live on forever. Actually, yeah. I think radio is still a big part of everyone's lives, and I would love to see my daughter's generation still know what radio is and not let it die, even though technology is evolving. But I think radio is still a big part of our lives, and I would wish that for the next generation, you know, some old school stuff.
G, thank you again for speaking with us.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Sharmila. Have a great day.
You too.
That was G. Mojina, announcer at KK12 FM, which broadcasts over the frequency of 89.5 in Kota Kinabalu in Sabah, talking to us about the station. And I think the general sense, the importance of having community radio, right, for specific pockets of community. And I just loved hearing that. I've never actually heard KK12 because, you know, well, we haven't been to KK in a while. I haven't been traveling for some time, but I can't wait to tune in.
So I just found out that you can find them on various online platforms. They don't do their own podcast, but there are streaming platforms that you can listen to them too. And, you know, after, I think it's just nice to hear about people who do the kinds of things that we do, but in different parts of the world. And in this in particular, because of the community focus, I loved what she was talking about, when she was talking about the radio skits. I love that idea.
So I'm curious, Sharmila, actually, we asked G, but we didn't talk about it earlier. Was radio important to you prior to joining the station?
Not prior. So I was a big BFM fan, I have to say, before I joined BFM, as many of us tend to be, I think. But radio was definitely a much bigger feature of my life growing up. I just remember having it on all the time. Mm-hmm. I remember waiting with my cassette to record a particular song. I think a lot of music that I was introduced to was from radio. And that's something that's different now. People don't, that's not people's first point of call anymore for music. And I do miss those days because you never knew when something would come on. You'd have to wait for your favorite song to be played.
Yeah, I don't know. Going back to what G was talking about in terms of generational differences, right? I think part of the appeal of radio, honestly, aside from, you know, being able to highlight issues, aside from the immediacy of the communication, which I do find very appealing, is the randomness of it. The fact that, yes, you know, there is to a degree a lack of control and a relationship, I hope, that gets built with the station, you know, over the fact that you don't get to control. So you have to hope that whoever is pulling the strings at the radio station you're listening to has good music taste and, you know, is picking interesting topics to talk about, I guess. It's something that we're losing in general with the ability to choose all the time exactly what we want to watch, exactly what we want to listen to when we select podcasts, when we pick movies. And so I hope that, I just hope in terms of making an argument for some preservation of randomness, at least, that there is a place for radio. There's a case to be made for it. So we've been asking you, what does radio mean to you and what are your best radio memories? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, and we have some messages.
So Labia says, what role does radio play in my life? I never realized this, but radio became an important morning routine before reaching the office. A good radio can change the mood entirely after a horrendous morning of traffic. It made so much of a difference to start my day. I completely agree. I think in the car is probably the only time that I listen to live radio. And so much of the time, traffic jams are so much more manageable because there's something good to listen to.
Yeah, G mentioned Yasmin Yusuf earlier, and I listened to her every day as I was heading to school. And it's true, it does. I don't know, maybe it's just starting your day by listening to somebody that you feel was a friend. You know, having a friendly start to the day always made a difference. Ro, meanwhile, says, best radio memory, Ki Huat Radio's Fantastic Facts and Fancies with Patrick Teo. And then a picture of a radio.
A very old school looking radio. I love it. And we have Belinda saying, yes, radio was and still is a big part of our life. Back in the 50s, 60s and 70s, DJs like Constance Haslam, Zach Zakaria and Patrick Teo were so much a part of our growing years. It carried with us always a small transistor radio, and this was how radio days were then.
And I think, you know, we're talking about how for us, generally speaking, now people listen to radios in their car. But I think I know of people, and in fact, my father is one of them, who just switches on the radio as background sound, you know, as they go about their day. And I think to Belinda's point about a small transistor radio, maybe we don't carry that around anymore. But I do think for many of us, radio continues to be something that you switch on right away and just tune in to from the very beginning of the day.
My mom still has a radio as well, and she insists that she likes having the unplanned, because I tried introducing her to Spotify and so on. She likes having that unpredictability, the randomness, as you said.
I didn't think that that would be my defense for World Radio Day, my case for radio's randomness, but here we are. Rosalind says, radio is an absolute importance in my life. When I was young in the 60s, it was my form of entertainment and to keep up with the latest hits. Without radio, I wouldn't know how I would have known so many songs. And my most memorable radio experience is the Cool and Swinging Show. There's so many great radio show names coming out. If I remember correctly, I always look forward to Sunday 10 a.m. when Patrick Teo comes on air. And today, besides aside from how many members of the mainstream media seem to be pushing out propaganda and laziness in reading online, I've been relying on radio for the latest happenings. And then Rosalind also has a very kind memory of BFM. So thank you very much for sending that through. Now, keep those thoughts coming. Tell us, what does radio mean to you? It was World Radio Day just a couple of days ago, so we're observing that today by highlighting community radio stations. But we want to know, what are your best radio memories? What does radio mean to you? Call us and let us know. 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.